This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
October is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden in this hour that digs around into the dirt. In depth in the dirt. Maybe we should call it that instead of good day. In depth into the dirt. And the dirt certainly is flying back and forth between these foolish people who are running for the presidency and the people who support one side or the other. And the obvious intent of those who are trying to get Donald Trump, whether you support him or you don't support him, maybe this will be good for him. All of this focus, the phony, contrived, I'm trying to hold back what I'm really thinking. contrivance is a good word in the sense that especially the New York Times, man, these guys. It's so obvious. This isn't a newspaper. This is the trash bin. I have no respect. I didn't have much, but I have none now. And the fact that people still subscribe to get this dirt from these clowns, it just is, it's very annoying. So what have I given you that's factual? Well, the New York Attorney General has ordered Donald Trump, who has a charity, the same as the Clintons have a charity. Most people who have money have a charity. So they have told him to stop raising money because he's violated state law. Here is, I think, James Sheehan is the guy who is the chief of the Charities Bureau for the state of New York.
Donald Trump is under fire, not for his most recent tax return leak, but for his Trump Foundation. The New York Attorney General said the Trump Foundation is violating state law. The Trump Foundation never registered with the Charities Bureau and failed to provide annual financial reports as well as annual audited financial statements. The notice said the foundation must immediately cease soliciting contributions or engaging in any other fundraising activities in New York. The Washington Post reported extensive research on the foundation, which prompted the Attorney General's action. The Trump Foundation said it will comply with the investigation.
Well, so anyway, that wasn't the fellow who's the chief of the charity.
But let me get this straight. They want him to stop raising charitable funds just because he's not registered with the government.
Well, he's not registered in New York, so he can't solicit in New York. He can solicit anywhere else he wants to, as far as I can see.
So the government wants to control your charitable contribution.
Of course they do. They want to control everything. We have become. This is the perfect
reason
to vote for Trump. I'm back and forth because I don't like his vice president. I don't like his immaturity.
When they start attacking him on.
But, yeah. Okay, so apparently because Trump paid no income taxes, this is news to the New York Times. A big story over the weekend, continuing about how he claimed enough losses to never have to pay taxes, really not pay taxes for 18 years, although the Times had actually no proof on the 18-year part. It's all conjecture on their part. The Drudge Report published a Breitbart report. I love how Drudge does things. He just digs stuff up and does, and it's in essence what the Huffington Post does. Anyway, so this Breitbart report said this is where you start tripping up on the news media. Breitbart reports on Forbes on the New York Times that appears on Drudge. Okay? You got this? You want me to follow you back to
Do that again.
Breitbart reports on Forbes, which was picked up on the Drudge website about the New York Times. All right? And under the circumstances, looking at all of this hypocrisy, it makes me sick. These people who make their money selling advertising and filling up the pages. You look at the New York Times or USA Today, or all the USA Today is taking a strong position against Donald Trump. The first time they've ever editorialized for a presidential campaign. Anyway, I find this to be such a load of the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows. So think about it. Meanwhile, Hillary is being called out for being two-faced on how she really feels about Bernie Sanders because she doesn't like him. She said some things to her staff that's become moderately public. And when you look around, this has got to be one of the worst elections in the history of our country. It is awful. Now, my focus is the media, the news media business. Trump was insulted for using Twitter at 3 a.m. But if you think about it for a second, the people who are not crazy, who tweet around the clock. Richie, you know him. I know him.
You want to get
people. Yeah,
there are different audiences at different times of the day.
Yeah.
So any tweet that you send out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon may not be seen by somebody at 11 o'clock at night.
You got to wonder if they even know their audience or the electorate. So then there's former Mayor Giuliani.
And by the way, remember, 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast is midnight on the West Coast, and that's still a great time to be sending out information.
Right, yep. So Giuliani defends Trump on Meet the Press this past Sunday, saying if Trump didn't take the huge tax write-off, the Time alleges he could have been sued by investors for being derelict in his duty, his fiduciary duty. So he did not. This is not him taking a personal tax write-off, although I think it probably trickles down. It's about him taking corporate write-offs. Hello, anybody home? Who among you likes to pay taxes? Raise your hands, please. You want to pay taxes, Richie?
Well, the fair taxes, yes.
Okay.
Anything more than I really owe? No.
Wake up, news media.
And, you know,
nobody wants to pay taxes. Your readers, your viewers do not want to pay taxes. Go ahead.
Everything he did, and I listened to two interviews on the way in this morning, is 100% legal.
Yeah.
He broke no laws. He's in trouble for doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. He's not in trouble. He's just in a bat crap crazy world. I can't use the other word, begins with an S and spelled with an H and an I. And
people get it. Go.
Okay.
I mean, it's they're attacking somebody for doing business by the laws that they created.
Yeah. We're led to believe that this guy, who is a bit crazy, nobody seems to like, seems to scare the hell out of everybody, and a bat crap crazy Hillary who isn't liked or trusted. But is it them, us, or the news media that are bat crap crazy? I think I'm looking around. There was great support among young people for Obama the first time around. That kind of washed away the second time around. I remember my son and his enthusiasm for Obama, and then he refused to vote for him the second time around because he didn't tell the truth. Now you look around, these two people, there is ageism in the country, although Bernie Sanders would have done well among young people. You're not going to see young people vote for, in large numbers, for either Trump or Clinton. They just don't like either one of them. And much of it is because of the negative stuff. The New York Times still has lots of hooch, shall we say. But who watches the cable news network that's under 40? Who reads the New York Times that's under 40? And you look at the digital revolution and the stories that are being published and the stories that are being passed along, stuff that's being tweeted, Twitter at DJV show, Facebook.com/DJ Beef Show. You don't see much contribution from people who are in the so-called millennial generation. The news media has a bias. There's no news there. They've got it in for Trump. They love Hillary. They helped Hillary push Bernie under the bus. And now
I don't think they love Hillary.
Well,
I just think they hate Trump so much.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. They helped push Trump is Trump.
He's annoying.
Yeah, he is annoying.
He's very annoying.
Yeah, but now, if you read the New York Times, Hillary's all set. We might as well not have an election.
I know.
Oh, she's all set. Hello? Anybody home?
Hey, by the way, fun little factoid.
Trust the news media, yeah.
What tax rate do you think Mitt Romney paid?
I would say probably close to zero.
13%.
13%.
14%, I'm sorry. What tax rate do you think John Kerry paid?
That or less?
12%.
12%.
And then what tax rate do you think Hillary Clinton pays in 2015?
Less than 12.
No, she paid actually higher, 30.
Oh, did she?
Because she actually pays taxes on money earned as opposed to capital gains, investments. And that's kind of where Trump is at. And, well, he was able to write down. And in real estate, there's a lot of very favorable laws to be able to write down your expenses. So that's where he is.
18 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded?
Throwback Thursday.
Good God, it's Thursday already, yes. 22nd of September, first full day of fall. Mercury's out of retrograde. We're celebrating the top five songs from this week in 2001, starting with the number five tune by Train called Drops of Jupiter. So if somebody wants to tell me what the song is about, I don't remember the song.
You don't remember the song? I feel like we're going to waste our minute. It was definitely overplayed, but you know what? Now that I listen back to it, I sort of miss Train. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, that's true. Where did they go? Actually, you know, I think they had a new album last year, and his voice still sounds really good. Yeah, he's got the voice that sounds like he gargled with razor blades and whiskey, but in a really good way.
Yeah, it works. Fred Train?
Yes, Fred Train.
All right, thank you. Number four of this week in 2001 belonged to Michael Jackson. You rock my world.
About Michael Jackson is that no matter how many different albums he released, he always had a brand. No, they didn't sound the same. He could do different types of music, but he just had a consistent brand. You know, I was listening to the latest song from Lady Gaga, and it doesn't even sound like her.
Yeah.
And I think she's a really talented musician, but she sounds different every time she sings a different genre.
Like Monkees when you listen to the Beach Boys, you listen
right
to them. Yeah.
I don't remember this song, though.
Michael Bublé, I don't remember the song either.
I knew the love would bring.
I still don't remember that song. Number three, excuse me, belonged to Lifehouse. Hanging. Or as they say in New York, hanging. By a moment. Man, I must have been absent this week. I don't remember.
Oh, I like this song a lot.
Yeah, this is good.
This guy's got another voice that has
Victoria,
that
Victoria, notice, however, I did not say I didn't like the songs. I just said I don't remember them.
That was very good, Dougie.
Even if you don't really like them either. All right, Lifehouse.
Well, you had to ruin it. You added in there, see?
Yeah.
Captain Curmudgeon.
It was under my breath. Nobody really heard me.
Were you saying something? All right, can we get to my favorite song of this throwback now, please?
Number two, Blue Cantrell.
Yeah. Hold the
plane way down. Get him out.
Revenge song, yeah,
right. Explain the song, please.
Hey, you cheat, she's going to take all your stuff and steal your credit card.
And go shopping.
That's right.
And who is the principal of Blue Cantrell?
That's Blue Cantrell. This is her.
Name, yeah.
Oh, really?
I doubt it's her real name, but yeah.
Yeah. Her real name is Red White. Yeah.
Don't quit your day.
This song was so huge. Oh, my gosh. I remember this.
Number one from this week in 2001 belonged to Alicia Keys. Now I can get into this. Hi, ladies. Feel free to talk about this song.
Was this her first big hit? This was the first one. And this is a good song. I think this is probably my just only Alicia Keys song that I have to say I really, really love. I mean, she's a very big talent, obviously. But what's weird for me, and it kind of blows my mind as we throw back the years, is that in my mind, Blue Cantrell came way before Alicia Keys. Really? I don't associate them together at all, like on the hit, on the chart. I feel like she came years before Alicia Keys, but
I actually kind of feel like Alicia Keys has been around forever, and Blue Cantrell was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, she was for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I don't associate them at the same time for sure. But Alicia Keys started when she was what, 18? She was really young.
Yeah,
yeah. She was talking about it on The Voice 2 nights ago. How young she was.
She was 14 when she started.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 14. Wow.
Pulling out the Alicia Keys trivia there.
Very good. 28 past the hour.
It's her middle name, Richie.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here. For original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream, the easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or mobile.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When I close my eyes and don't even care if anyone sees me dance, like I can fly and don't even think touches the ground. Like
34 after the hour, enthusiastically yours. I'm Doug Steffen with I am enthused. I always like Tuesdays. They sort of help us dig into the week. A lot of things going on as usual. Let's see what we can dig into here. You'll be getting a kick out of this announcement, which we make here.
It's the most wonderful time.
Probably the first person on the air to talk about this other than the radio station, which is flipping to Christmas music today.
No.
Yep. The first all Christmas station of 2016 is in Branson, Missouri, an important season in the tourist destination town of Branson. The first Christmas music flip of the year has occurred on radio station KOMC. which is 1220 on the AM dial, the Branson Christmas Classic Music Station. The owner has a new FM station, and they wanted to partner up and make some noise, so they have become all Christmas. I think last year, I'm trying to remember when the first one, it wasn't quite this early. It was at some point in October.
Right, yeah.
But there always now is this big fight, especially if it's a station or a market where there are going to be two stations playing Christmas music, and that probably is most every market. So their first song will be Holly Jolly Christmas. Get into the Christmas spirit! And then after that, it'll be the most... All right, you're going to play Holly.
Why not?
Yeah. Why
not? We beat them. They haven't flipped yet. We beat them.
They beat them.
I don't know if there will be snow.
Unbelievable. Everybody's got to market something. So they're going to be there. Nobody's got enough creativity to actually come up with stuff that people want to listen to.
Branson's a little bit of a big deal, too, isn't it? Because all of the country artists perform there.
Oh, yeah. Branson's. I've never been there, but I wanted to. I remember, not to trip over names here, but Ed McMahon, with whom I became very friendly the last 8 years or so of his life, 8 or 10 years, he was entertaining in Branson with his story about the Tonight Show anecdotal moments, and he always used to sell out, and he invited me to come once, and I didn't go, and I wish that I had for lots of different reasons. So, but it's a good place to go. I would go down there for a weekend or something and see what it's all about. But anyway, it's those of you who are in that part of Missouri, there's a sort of 3-4 state area around there. You can listen to Christmas music. You can listen to it. There must be a Pandora station that's all Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You can listen to this stuff if you want to.
Absolutely.
Or Spotify.
June.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Everyone you meet.
All right. So let's get to the powerhouse storm, Hurricane Matthew. It's too early, I think, to know for sure. But there is... apparently, according to the news media anyway, reason to be concerned, but their reason is to scare the hell out of everybody so that they can sell some more newspapers.
And generators.
Here, right. Generators, good. The threat to Florida and the southeastern U.S. coast has increased as of yesterday afternoon. There are basically two scenarios. It is battering the Caribbean at the moment, and this is really messy on both the Caribbean islands of Haiti and Jamaica. More on Haiti. Staggering rainfall totals, 40 inches. How can you even envision? 40 inches is the depth of some narrow creeks of water. So yesterday, Matthew was a Category 4 hurricane, the most powerful Atlantic storm since 2007, and it was barreling into Port-au-Prince at 145 miles an hour, with occasional gusts 170 miles an hour. So, as a result of this, I'm looking at the AccuWeather forecast on their site. It could be several hundred miles off the shore of Florida, but that's because of the winds, reason enough to declare a state of emergency. Let's see, two states, Florida and North Carolina, have declared states of emergency. Let's see here. I'm looking for the latest info. This info that I'm looking at is a couple hours old, and they haven't updated. Yeah, they have. Here it is. Okay, so the projections move it. I have two different screens, AccuWeather on one and the Weather Channel on the other one. All of Haiti and Jamaica are going to have one hell of a mess. Guantanamo is going to be a mess. Let's see, some of the other cities, the Bahamas are going to be a mess. You know what's fascinating? Look at the NASA pictures of the eye of the storm, excuse me, from the International Space Station. You hear the stories about the eye of the storm, and this, we probably should publish this on our Facebook page, Richie. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
665,000 people have been removed from the part of Cuba, the eastern cities, and moving them inland. Cuba's a pretty good-sized island, not like some of the other islands. There have been people airlifted off of Guantanamo, 700 civilians, and 70 pets from Gitmo have been removed. Let's see here.
Have pets at Gitmo?
Have pets at Gitmo.
Nice.
Anything else here? AID, you know. Oh, look at this picture. I say, like this was television. You can see all this stuff. I'm sure the news media is making a big to-do. Let's see. What does Al Roker say? He says there's a chance that by Saturday, Matthew may still be a Category 1, kind of weak, 100-mile-an-hour winds, but it still could affect places as far north as Atlantic City. I don't see this. These things normally have. I'm gonna take the optimistic approach, exactly the opposite of what the news media is taking, and suggest that by next weekend we will be still in the sunshine. The weather forecast from the northeast for the next week is very good, and they'll probably get a little rain from this. But again, this is conjecture. It's Tuesday. Nobody knows what the weather's going to be really for tomorrow, never mind next Saturday or Sunday. So for those of you who want to get upset, go run out and spend a lot of money, buy supplies, get ready. Better to be prepared than not, I think, under the circumstances. I would think that it would be foolish not to be prepared if it looks like you're going to have some encounter. But I wouldn't think that, other than Florida and up that southeast coast, Georgia into the Carolinas, that's Hurricane Alley anyway. But there hasn't been, what was 2007? Was that Katrina? When was 2007?
2005 was Katrina.
So it was in 2007, I'm trying to remember. This is the most powerful storm. But it's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year if you like hurricanes. This is it. And now, this would probably be the last one, because usually, last week or two of August, all of September, first week or two of October, that's when you get the real danger. And so this, I'm going to bet, will be the last of any of the serious heavy storms.
In 2007, we had Andrea, which that one I remember, but it's not much rain. Andrea, Barry, Dean, Gabriel, Humberto.
Oh, I remember Humberto.
Yeah.
I remember Humberto.
Let me see. Noel, and then another tropical depression.
I think that was Noel.
Oh, Olga.
Yeah. Olga!
Olga.
Olga! Olga. Olga's a Russian name. And speaking of the Russians, in a moment, we talk about how our country has suspended talks with the Russians. Up next here on Good Day.
Don't litter in your house. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Just as you wouldn't litter by throwing garbage on the floor at your house, it's equally important to be mindful of the words you're throwing around in your house as well. Your home is your sanctuary, your safe space. And it certainly doesn't feel safe to be surrounded by either physical or mental garbage. The words you choose to speak to your loved ones are making a huge impression on the environment you have at home. So be mindful to choose your words with compassion and avoid littering language all over the place. For tips on how to speak with compassion to keep your house clean, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Grouponathon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Grouponathon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, let's get to the Russians. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The United States announced yesterday it is suspending its participation in bilateral channels with Russia. Now, this came about as part of the short-lived cessation of hostilities in Syria. This is not a decision that was taken lightly, says John Kirby of the State Department.
The U.S. State Department says it is suspending bilateral discussions on Syria with Russia, essentially breaking off all talks with Russia. We heard about this last week from our great team at the Pentagon that it might be coming. And now we have the announcement that all talks are off with Russia. Russia and the United States were supposed to team up to bring some stability somehow inside of Syria, the complicated situation that it is. But the United States State Department, in a statement, is basically saying that Russia has not held up its side of the bargain. I mean, that's what the State Department is saying, that Russia has chosen to go a military course in Syria and hasn't helped the people that it said it would.
Okay, that's a shame. It is kind of a shame, but what do you expect from the Russians? I think the Russians, after seeing Snowden, the movie, this past weekend, I'm pretty sure, or it makes good sense, or you can make a strong argument that Edward Snowden is the hacker. The Russians gave him a 3-year visa. What do you think, they're going to let him stay there for nothing? He's a lot smarter. The Russians aren't that smart, but he is. And I think he could come up with a way to hack into most anything there is to hack into. And I bet he's the one who's responsible. What do you bet for all this hacking from the Russians? Let's come back to the United States. We've started this week a new fiscal year. It's fiscal year 2017. You want to know what the federal debt is, in addition to what let's take it apart. Let me see how much time we got. About a minute.
Yeah.
At the close of business on Saturday, the federal debt was $18,115,617,666,484.33, and that means we added $1,422,827,047,452,000. You get the number. You know how much that is for every household in America? We increased the total debt that each of us owes is $12,036 per household. That's $165,000 per household. If you had a $12,000 for last year, we all owe $165,000 toward the debt, folks. How do you like that for management? 10 before the hour.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink, and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second one-world-way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Time now for us to think technology, to think about what will be different this fall from last fall or earlier this year. And are some of these technological creations going to be big on somebody's Christmas list? Joining us now is Mario Armstrong, who's a digital lifestyle expert, somebody who's won an Emmy as a host. He's on television a lot, a digital and technology commentator for NBC's Today Show, Headline News, and lots of other credits. He's been around and understands what is new, what's significant. So are we talking about toys, Mario? Do you think technologically created toys are designed, developed just for the Christmas season?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two trends that I think are going to be big for the holiday season. I think number one, the ability to kind of have more personalization. So being able to really personalize and create more custom experiences with the devices that you have. I think that's one big thing. And then the other is stuff that gives you uses beyond its intended use, so that there are bigger benefits.
What would be an example of that, Mario? What's an example?
An example would be Lego with their Lego Mindstorms. We all know Lego has, for kids for years, has been great for like building and creating and designing using blocks and things of that nature. But this now has also evolved in enabling you to not only use that versatility of Lego building, but now to combine it with programming and robotics. It's a really fun way for kids to really create their own robots, different styles, different types, be able to control those robots and bring them to life is a really fundamental way of starting to get kids interested in engineering, coding, software, technology. And so I think even though it's an awesome, fun toy to play with, like I know a lot of adults that play with these, they're so much fun. But for kids, they're learning so many core skills that it's really very educational. And the fact that it includes, like, an included remote, the fact that it has an app that goes along with it that's free, the EV3 programmer app, gives you the ability to do all types of ready-made missions and fun, challenging things with your friends around building robots.
Wow, okay, this is a great idea. Now, let's move to some of the other things, from things like Lego to electronic devices, smartphones. We have a lot of talk about the Samsung phone and its problems and the new iPhone. What do you see in smartphones coming in this fall?
Yeah, so what's really innovative, it's interesting. You got a lot of phones coming out that's just trying to jam so many things into it. And for some people, they like that, and that's fine. But what Motorola has done is really a unique and innovative approach. So they have a family of phones called the Moto Z. That's the Moto Z phone, the Moto Z Force, and the Z Play phones. So any of the Moto Z phones can actually be transformed into an entirely new device. What I mean by that, it's really cool, and I have it with me on set, but what I mean by that is if you take the Moto Z phone or one of the Z family phones, you can snap on to the back of that phone very easily these add-on accessories that turn the phone into new devices. So, for example, they have a this thing called the Hasselblad True Zoom Moto Mod. That's what they're called, by the way, Moto Mods. These things that attach to the Motorola phone are called Moto Mods. So you can have different mods. And so this one will, if you attach this advanced camera, you actually get a 10-time optical zoom camera attached to your phone, which is huge. 10-times optical zoom is like carrying a separate, very high-powered digital camera with you. You can turn your phone into a projector. They have a mod that's called the Moto InstaShare projector. So anything on the screen can be projected onto the wall or to another screen. The JBL SoundBoost speaker, that's another mod that connects to it to give you better sound. There's one that gives you 22 hours of battery life, the Incipio Off-Grid Power Pack mod. So all these mods, you can read up about this at MotoMods.com. They need to be used with the Moto Z family of phones, but they really take that one phone or that one device and turn it into other devices that are usable.
All right, let's talk about, a minute or so left, some home comfort ideas that may be good for people getting a good night's rest, for example.
The first one is the LG ArtCool Premier. Now, this is a duct-free, single-zone air conditioning system that has style and power. It's really great to heat, in this case, since we're going into the winter months, or cool any room of the house. It features a really interesting and really powerful technology called low ambient heating, which means it's been tested and it can operate as low as negative 13 degrees Fahrenheit if it was ever that cold. So you get powerful performance from it, and you can control it and monitor it with your mobile app as well through the LG Smart AC.
Television lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, great subject matter, great ideas. Thank you for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's what I do for a living, and I love doing it to help people make good decisions. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you listening. Take care.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.